Wendy Harmer, 702 Mornings.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, I have a co-interviewer with me today, Nick, because this woman is an absolute diehard. As we speak, I mean, The View, what I'm looking at, she is wearing a Swans parka. What the hell is that you've got on?
It's an on-field Guernsey.
It's an on-field Guernsey, would you believe?
You've got to be in the right colours. You've got to get in the final spirit.
All right. So I've invited her to come and co-interview you because I know that she would be very sad not to be able to have the chance to talk to you about what preparations you're making. Now, you are a goal-kicking coach. Tell me what you're putting the squad through at the moment.
Most of the preparation's been done throughout the year and throughout the week, but final preparations, went out to ANZ and had a bit of a session during the week just to get the guys familiar with the different ground. We haven't played out there this year, so we've done a little bit of preparation, but hopefully on the night the boys can kick straight and be a seamless, a happy night for the goal-kicking coach in the coach's box.
Well, Nick, I'm just wondering whether you think it might be any sort of a repeat of the 2005 final against Geelong that I think, yeah, for people who don't know, we have to talk about your moment in the sun. And was it some bright sun? We can't talk about football without talking about St Nick Davis and the final quarter against Geelong in 2005. Run us through
it. Hey, did I miss this? Have you been canonised by the Pope, Nick?
I should have been anyway. Jane, hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully we're far enough in front that that we don't need anyone to kick four goals in a quarter. But hopefully Lance might be able to do it in the first quarter and get us off to a good start. But, I mean, it was a fantastic part of a 2005 final series that I was lucky enough to be involved in. And every time this year it does get brought up when the Swans make the final. So I'm very proud of it, but like I said, hopefully it doesn't come to that during this final series.
Well, I've got a bit of a soft spot for the Cats, so I think you're a bit of a mongrel, but we'll move on from there. Tell me why this game is important to you on the weekend. I mean, everybody's saying you've got a couple of goes at it, you've got a couple of bites, but obviously you want to put this one in the locker, don't you?
Yeah, you do. I mean, everyone says it's top four because we want to finish in the top four because you get two chances. But I mean, we're definitely not looking at it as that. We're it's a big game for us. It's a big game for the Giants. It's a big game for AFL in Sydney. Growing up in Sydney and being able to come back and play here, this is one of the biggest games that I've sort of been involved in, and it's going to be two teams that have. I mean, we've sort of got some finals histories. We've been in the finals for a long time, and the Giants first crack at it. They get to come up against the Swans. So it's a massive, massive game for footy in Sydney, and one that I'm really excited for. The boys have prepared really well, and we just can't wait to get out there.
What do you think? I'll just let Jane jump in a minute. In a minute, she's got more questions for you. But I just wanted to know what you think about playing at that ground that you were. Did you say you've never played there before?
Well, we haven't played there this season. We've played there a lot over the previous years, and I mean, I think all of our finals except the semi-final against Geelong have been at ANZ Stadium, and we've been out there and trained out there this week, and I really enjoyed it, and the players enjoy getting out there.
Oh, okay.
It's obviously a bigger stadium, and it'll be nice and full on the night. So,
do you reckon they'll fill it up?
Well, it won't be far off. It won't be far off. I know Sydney people and the Sydney football public and public in general like an event and like a spectacle in Sydney. So I think we'll get a lot of just not AFL people there on Saturday night. I think it'll be a massive crowd out there. And when ANZ is full, it's a nice stadium to play at.
Now, Nick, I always hate it when we go into any game as favourites. I'm not sure that we could be counted as favourites in this one, but for punters who don't necessarily follow the game so much, this really is like GWS, a relatively recent entrance into the competition. They've come up very rapidly. First final series. They're a real threat to us on Saturday, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. We're taking this game extremely seriously. Any team that can finish the home and away series in fourth position can show that they've played really good football for the whole year and that they can play. So by no means are we taking this game easy or do we look at odds or anything like that. We take the Giants on face value, and we know their strengths, and we'll be doing our best to combat that. But we're in good form. We've played some good football in the last month.
Now, Nick, let's just say this. You know their strengths, right?
Yeah.
But we're more interested in their weaknesses. Are you going to talk to us about that on the radio, or are you keeping it a secret?
No, not as yet. We'll keep those in house, and we'll see if we can implement them on Saturday night. But I mean, we do know their strengths. They're a great team, and we know our strengths too. So it's important that we do focus on them, but we don't try and do anything that's going to upset us. And what we've been doing in the last month of footy has been really good for us.
All right, what about a bit of a prediction then for us, Nick? How many goals do you think you might kick on Saturday? And what about our friend Mr. Franklin?
Oh, Mr. Franklin is a big-time player, and he's had a spring in his step this week. Mr. Franklin is normally good for four or five goals, so hopefully if he can get them through. Finals are close games. I mean, if you can win a final by two or three goals, you've done a good job. By no means are we looking at a blowout here. It's going to be an arm wrestle all night. And I mean, two or three goal victory, hopefully, and then we can move on and get ready for that prelim final.
Wendy Harmer, weekdays from 8:30 on 702 ABC Sydney.